Patrick said he wanted tonight to talk about a dream and or to talk about a book that he's writing. So I'll just quit and give it over to Pat.
Well, I think I'd like to talk about the book.
Okay.
I decided it was important to fill out my samurai life, the life.
You better back up to 1995 and talk about that. They don't have any understanding.
Okay, I'll pick that up right at the outset, and then bring us around to here. With my first reading with Roger in 1995, the first life that was brought forward in that conversation, in that reading, was a life as a samurai. Not quite a samurai. It was in that life I went through a long, rigorous training. I became qualified based on the successful completion of the training program to become a full samurai, and then available to be assigned to a lord, because in those days, and for quite some time, samurais were put in service to a lord, and provided protection and might in some circumstances on behalf of the lord. Well, it became clear that somehow or other I wasn't willing to do it. I didn't quite flunk out, but I didn't really pass either, and that I quietly drifted away, having refused to take on the assignment to serve on behalf of a local lord. That being the first life that was identified in that reading, it showed that was a life that had a very strong influence in this lifetime. And I truly have identified very much with samurai. And and the way a lot of samurai ends up showing up in this life is that I can be quite testy. I think I've worked harder than other people, and it was through my hard work that others are able to enjoy what they're able to enjoy. While they've been playing, I've been working hard to create an environment within which they can play. And I've absolutely resisted to the nth degree being lorded over, and I sometimes go to ridiculous extremes to demonstrate my independence. And all the while, when I could more and more see that those behaviors spilling over into this lifetime don't serve me all that well, I still held on to a very strong identification with samurai, and wasn't willing to give up a whole bunch of what samurai stands for. So I decided that I want to pick up the story of samurai after he left the school, so to speak, and what he made of his life after that, and realizing that this would be a really great opportunity for me to create a new past for myself, rather than being stuck with that rather harsh hard-edged, nobody tells me what to do type of thing. And as I began working on it, I came to the name that I had in those days, and it was roughly in the year 758, 759, in that time period. And this was prior to the glory days of the samurai. They really came into their own and were actually kind of a government unto themselves into the 16, 1700s. So this is quite early on and before the whole discipline of Bushido had been developed. But it was still seen as an extraordinary honorable position. And samurais ended up being amongst the much more educated in the community. The samurai education wasn't restricted to martial arts. The education was also steeped in the arts and culture, painting and poetry. Poetry was a big thing. Writing poetry was expected of a samurai. So anyway, I left the school, and I called myself Yagi, Y-A-G-I. And I found that in putting the story together and creating a past for myself that would be a previous to me now would serve me as a new provenance to live today. And it occurred to me that as I'm writing it and that I'm filling out the Yagi, and at the same time I'm filling out myself. And I've done a fair amount of the writing now, and as the more I write, the more I become aware of it, the more I want to change what I've already written. But essentially, what Yagi did is he laid down his weapons. He didn't leave the school and take his weapons with him. He laid down his armor. He no longer carried his armor. That was an extraordinary important part of samurai, his prized armor. And Yagi began moving from village to village, helping people in their own endeavors, helping people find their way, helping people see that they were capable of living more directly the kind of lives that they wanted to live. And remember there that it's a fairly early feudal relationship, and villagers were oftentimes in some form of indenture or another to the and the overlords of the area, and that justice was dispensed. They actually called them magistrates in the day, but magistrates was a plum appointment for people at court for the emperor. In any event, as I've been working this out more, I found that there really wasn't a consistent theme. And so I stress this is very much a work in progress. I could say that the way I was writing it, Yagi kind of traveled around relatively aimlessly, helping out as he could, gaining confidence of people by being helped and understanding. But there was no real consistent theme to anything that Yagi was doing as he was moving about from village to village.
Pat, are you taking questions along the way, or you want to save them until after?
Yeah, please do. Interrupt.
So what's the when you say there's no consistent theme, why? I mean, I understand that you see no consistent theme, but why would you say that? Were you expecting there to be one?
Well, in a conversation I had with Roger, he asked me a question I couldn't answer, and that was, how would I recognize the Yagi today, given that we're talking about continuing? And how would the Yagi recognize me? And I played around with some notions about consistency between the two lives. Both lives had some confusion about their respective roles in society. I considered fighting back against authority. That was very definitely a consistency between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But as going forward here, that and how would I like to recognize myself in another embodiment? Do I want to recur as a belligerent, you can't tell me, fighter of authority? And I suspect that's what I would do. I would recur and recur and recur as a belligerent, you can't tell me what to do kind of thing. And I certainly would recognize that. But is that what I would
do? You wouldn't necessarily recognize that. I don't agree with you.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say, Roger?
Recognize that?
I said I
no, I guess that, yes, that it's possible that the, you know, being belligerent and grumpy could have all kinds of ways of being or be reflecting all kinds of ways of living. So if I decided that, then how would I want to be recognized? How would I recognize myself, and what would I like to recognize? And with Roger's help, I came up with good old remembering about emprise. What emprise would I like to prepare for myself that Yagi would recognize, because I'm preparing it, and what I recognize as I write the Yagi, recognize that in my life today?
Can I ask why, of all things, that was picked?
I'm sorry?
Why, of all things, did Roger pick that one as a focus?
Well, all he did was ask, in his inimical way, questions that led me to my own answer about an emprise.
But why did he start with emprise?
Well, I think it was more a matter of him reminding me that we have spent considerable time talking about the importance of emprise as a way of providing a focus of our lives. We come alive with an emprise, and then we begin to know all things in our life relative to that emprise.
I think my follow-up question is, was that something specific for you for samurai life, or would, you know, Roger say this to anybody, everybody?
Well, I think if I speak on what I understand Roger was saying, is that each one of us, in the absence of an emprise, would have a heck of a time recognizing ourselves from life to life.
Okay.
It is that the emprise is the kind of the decode key that, having declared it and living it, then all kinds of things start coming together.
How does that happen?
What's that?
What comes together?
Understanding everything in my life relative to that encode key. My actions, the way I relate to myself and others, all of that seems to become coherent.
If I understand what you're saying, all that understanding is that it relives the doubt and uncertainty of Yagi.
Well, if I left it at that, that's what it would be.
Wait a minute. You're not writing Yagi's story. Yagi's writing it. So it's a matter of whether you can leave it or not.
I've been thinking about that all day today, Roger, and that beautiful thing that I become the hands and ears eyes of Yagi, and I put down in writing what it is that Yagi wants to say.
You know, you put down in writing what you think Yagi wants to say. So you're writing Patrick. You're not writing Yagi.
Is there
How any can way? You see the difference?
Simone put a question out there, Roger.
What's the question?
How can he be sure that he is the hand of Yagi and not writing Patrick?
He can never be sure.
Okay.
But we know definitely that he is writing Patrick. He's writing what Patrick wants to say, which may have nothing to do with what Yagi is.
Why
do you say?
What tells you that so definitely?
Well, I'm starting book number 2. And I'm starting with the story of Thoth, who is the tiger of Persia.
Who?
Thoth. F-A-T-H. He's the tiger of Persia.
I don't see how that tells us that Pat is writing Pat and not...
I guess you got to give me time to talk.
Sorry about that. It's hard to
what
hear
Patrick's
right
doing is what Patrick's doing. But you've got to write the story from the position of Yagi, not from the position of Patrick. He's writing it from a position of Patrick, not Yagi. Anyway,
I think I understand what you're saying.
Anyway, Foss has an enterprise, and that's writing a book or at least telling the tale of how to live without killing yourself. It's all dictated to him, and he has to remember that and speak back. How to live without killing yourself. Has anybody got a clue? The things that we've talked about in the past, you've got all the tools you need to live eternally or to live without killing yourself and to understand that.
So that's exactly why I'm kind of confused why Pat can't write from Miyagi if Pat has all the information, all the data and information and access to that.
Because that data and information is available today. Who says that?
Right.
How is it available in Yagi's day to Yagi? What did it mean?
Why would it not have been present for Miyagi?
Because we can talk about stem cells right now. And there was no knowledge of stem cells in his time.
Right.
That's how come. There's a lot of things that we know or have talked about that Yagi wouldn't have had any knowledge of. So you can't take these things like stem cells and apply it to Yagi. Any more than you can say, living by your own authority. He wouldn't have known anything about that. There was no such thing.
So the story that comes from Yagi might not be such a pretty picture then, by today's standards.
That's right. Or may not be complete. You have knowledge today that he didn't have. You can use knowledge today but that he couldn't do.
You're not saying, are you, that it's impossible to speak on the
No, but you have to translate everything back to Yagi.
Yeah, and that what I've been finding is that, I guess it is, through direct access, I find myself literally wandering around in a village and speaking to people. And I'm seeing how they cooked, where they gathered their food, the social environment that held the village together. That seems to be the same kind of thing I do when I do a past life reading.
Right. Are you doing a regression on yourself? Is what I would say.
Well, I would not have called that, but now that you mention it, that I've been at just going into the same kind of sense that I have when I'm doing a past life reading, and I'm wandering around in a village and engaging with village residents, and I see everything that seems to be going on. But Roger's point's a really good one, that the kind of things that he's shown us, Roger's shown us today, and the information and knowledge that's available, but simply not applicable there. And the fun part of what I'm doing now is getting familiar with how it is that they were living, and I was living in those days, and seeing how it translates, see what can be translated, if anything, or how much, and in what way. So it's very much a work in progress. I'd love to share with you all, whoever's interested, as it develops. And whatever kind of support or suggestions that Roger and any of you may have would be greatly appreciated. It's quite an engaging thing. And it was what I found was really so valuable when Roger got me into a corner, as he has inevitably got the ability to do, and I really had no choice. No, I had all kinds of choice, but I finally blurted out the emprise, my emprise, in my terms today, and that was, as Roger's already mentioned, showing others how to live without killing yourself, and of course, translates into how to live as an eternal being. But the language I use has much more relevance to me than simply showing others how to live as an eternal being.
Well, how would that be said in Yagi's day, in Yagi's language?
I'm not sure yet, Roger. I'm really not sure how that will translate in Yagi's day. And as I say, it's a work in progress, and I'm seeing how that might play out. I don't know.
Pat, as food for thought, I'll just offer, Is it possible that it could be expressed as, we're all fucked? Something like that.
I don't think he had that terminology back then.
I mean, I'm just, you know, it's an extreme example. All I'm asking is, it's interesting to me, if you're really coming from the point of view of Yagi, and now I'm going back to, if I recall correctly, the readings back then that Roger were giving was, first life would tell you the life you're living today might have been the struggle most active in your life today, or something like that, which doesn't mean that the whole life was, you know, whatever, but I'm just saying, if you're really coming from someone else, then, you know, the terminology, the beliefs of the time, the situation was kind of sucked. I mean, there could be regrets, or there could be all kind of things that you don't necessarily want to write in a story, but would be there.
Well, Andrew, it's quite a harmonious time. It's very, very closely prescribed. The social mores were already well developed about people's place and roles, and that generally speaking, they were quite comfortable with that. Everybody knew their place and what they needed to do, and it wasn't a huge population in those days. And
how did they know what they needed to do?
Well, through all the family and village social structure. The Japanese were natural born bureaucrats. I use that kind of humorously, but they seemed to, from a very early time, figured out how you had to divide up responsibilities and labor and who did what and who did this, and somebody had to oversee it. Those kind of structures developed quite early on, and they had a emperor system. It was a little later that they referred to them as emperors, but at the time, the great swath of the country were controlled by powerful military forces, and the powerful military forces imposed a sense of order through, as I say, a kind of a natural-born inclination to have bureaucrats. And so that the order, there was good old, that's God is king. Actually, they didn't really formalize a God-type religion quite ever, I think even today. They borrowed from Confucian, they borrowed from Buddhists, but they surely believed in the authority of the local lord. The higher up the rank, the more powerful, and that's just the way it was.
And was people happy with that?
Oh, yeah. I imagine there was degrees of corruption of one kind or another, but it was all predictable. And
well, if it was so predictable,
they weren't ground at that point in time anyway. They weren't ground into the ground, taking all their crops and everything else, leaving them little or nothing to sustain them. No, they were reasonably prosperous in that day. Well, it wasn't a matter that there was a struggling community, and that I'd say the part of the struggle that Yagi faced was the shame that he was going to bring on his family by dropping out. His family would be enhanced and would have more privilege because they had a samurai son. And that was part of his struggle. What would the family say? What would happen if he went through with what he ultimately did there was to drop out? So that's the kind of environment that he was working in or living in.
I got a Yeah, I got a question then. That's an interesting point you say about how the family was. So my question is, in a society that was harmoniously knowing each person knowing their place, since he had left the samurai stuff, how did he feel about, I don't know what, did he have a place? Did he know where to go? How did he feel about that?
He was quite lost. I'd say he put down his armor, he put down his weapons. The armor and the weapons were a status symbol. They're not as much like a status symbol, but it was a symbol of who he was and the authority that he carried. He set all that aside and took on very plain clothes. What I've seen happening so far is that he's traveling around trying to determine who he is by relating with all these people. To even have gone to samurai school, per se, meant that his family had some wealth that wasn't available to just anybody. So he's moving about in villages now and finding people who didn't nearly have the kind of wealth and privilege that his family had. But it seems so far that he's trying to define himself now through relating to other people.
Yeah, when you said earlier that there was no real, there was no theme, or there was, what'd you say, it was aimless, or what did you
that
say?
My writing about it, it seemed to be, he's just wandering around trying to figure out who he is.
Yeah, to me that would have made some sense if he'd given up his role. Not saying that's how it was, I just was like, oh, that made sense, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. And now he's trying to see what, you know, he's spent a long time preparing to be a samurai. Now he's not,
and he. How does he feel about that?
Initially, he felt quite liberated by stepping away. But now he's in a vacuum, and he's not sure. He hasn't faced so far. He hasn't faced any real crises. He's obviously. But maybe it's not obvious because I haven't said anything. He's removed himself as well from the family. He doesn't even know for sure what they think. He didn't want to face them.
So this guy doesn't really have any strong, overpowering emotions. He's just a pretty centered dude.
Well, the night before he had to declare himself, it was a very painful, stressful night. He to'd and fro'd to the point where he was virtually sick to the stomach about how to say no. And then equally sick to the stomach of how he felt if he stayed. In the end, he woke up at dawn and his decision had been made, and he went to see his master, the schoolmaster. And the schoolmaster said he understood and said goodbye. And it was that simple. He said, I understand, goodbye. And Gyagi walked out of the compound. And I say that initially there was a sense of liberation, but as he left, there was confusion. Who am I? What am I about? What should I do? How am I going to keep myself? All that kind of stuff was all part of what he went through. But he found rather quickly that people were willing to take him in and feed him and house him if he would contribute to the work that needed to be done. So that's as far as I've got in the story. That's the kind of bunches of images that I've had. And I've got to tell you that I've been waking up in the middle of the night having those same kind of, as I'm thinking about it and how to write it, I've been lying in the room with Yagi or as Yagi in his very sparsely furnished little cubicle, the rice paper walls, the slate roof, raining, it's cold, he's shivering because he's upset about what he's about to do, and I've lain there many times myself as if I am Yagi. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. It's been an interesting exercise. I'm enjoying it. And with Roger's help, I've found then the emprise that I can see if it can be translated for that time and in what way.
How does that emprise work? What is the answer to how to live without killing yourself?
It depends where I want to start. It's everything from, you realize that if you continue that, whatever the behavior is, you're going to kill yourself. That it's ultimately the way it works is,
well, how can you live eternally? You know the secret?
By living
you
eternal.
You know the secret to eternal life?
By acting only as an eternal being, acting and living as an eternal being, and then I will know myself and experience myself.
I would suspect that if you did act as an eternal being, your body would die, and you'd go die with it.
Well, we'll see.
I'm not too certain
that
one would satisfy the other.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part. There's a bit of muzz in the line.
Well, that's because it's raining here.
What do you mean by that last comment, Roger?
I've forgotten what my last comment was.
You'd go down with the ship. You said it wouldn't satisfy if you lived as an eternal being.
You what?
You said it wouldn't satisfy. You'd die with the body.
Yeah. I'm trying to, investigate this emprise of writing how to live eternally. Seems to me that this needs to be investigated right away.
Roger, if that's what, are you suggesting Patrick take that focus in the book of Yagi?
Well, it was a mutual discussion of emprise. But if you're going to take it as emprise of Yagi, then you've got to flesh it out. No, I'm saying,
well, I mean, wouldn't that be imposing something from today on
what
the perspective of the past?
What are you talking about?
Would he even have a concept of emprise? I don't know what their beliefs were back then.
I'm not too sure that emprise is such a new novel thing.
All right.
But all I'm saying is, if this book is how to live without killing yourself, to be eternal, how do you do that? In any terms, today's terms or Yagi's terms, how do you do that? What does the emprise say?
Oh, there's a lot of details that I want to work out. It's finding my own words, my own way of expressing things, and I've found that over the years that writing has been an excellent way of revealing to me what I think about something. lots of times I am surprised that I actually think what I write. And that the writing process itself is has always been a way for me to clarify my thoughts about whatever the issue is that I'm writing about.
Okay.
And I'm
How do you live eternally? Is it possible to live eternally? And how do you do that? Then my next question is, if you say yes, then I'm going to say, how do you do that? If you say no, it doesn't matter then.
Well, let's see. How do I want to answer that question? How do I live eternally? I cannot live eternally.
Then you can't live without killing yourself.
Well, the body is going to die, and the personality
who
that
says
you know
so?
As
Who says the body is going to die? Everybody's always jumped at that and made that conclusion. Don't you understand by now, after all these years, that what I'm talking about is the body not dying? So how do you live eternally?
Well, if I understood what you just said, I don't understand anything about what you've said for the last 20 years.
That's probably true.
And
now all I'm saying, what I'm saying now is take the tools that you have for the last 20 years and apply them, make connections. How can those tools be applied so that you don't die? Everybody listening in is interested to know that.
Did I hear you correctly a moment or two ago that it's a mistake to say the body dies?
Yes. The body doesn't have to die.
And if it does, it's...
What
does that indicate?
Isn't that consistent with the title of How to Live Without Killing Yourself? And all I'm doing is investigating, considering that.
Hmm.
And hasn't Forever Living... Andrew keeps objecting to the title, Forever Living. Maybe Forever Living does give you the tools to live forever.
As a body.
In a body.
The same body?
Yes.
The same body.
Essentially.
Then I have to say that I've misunderstood what we've been talking about. I've never thought
I've
about
not
anything.
Said, I said, can't you take the items and make the connections? Here you are. I'm trying to get you to make the connections. You have continuing and recurring, and you have an emprise. Can you live eternally?
Well, it seems to me that I've, on many occasions, have reasoned through that even recurring gives the potential to live eternally. The same thing over and over and over and over again. Necessarily be aware of it, probably not aware of it.
That's reoccurring, and I'm talking about recurring. And it doesn't do you any good unless you are aware of it.
Then can you refresh me, I could use it here, on the difference between recurring and continuing?
Continuing is as you are. Recurring is recurring what is like being you, not necessarily the same life or the same situation, but recurring what it's like being you.
Okay.
So what is it like being Pat?
I'm chuckling to myself that the easiest identification I have is the samurai who doesn't want to have a boss.
But assuming
like being me is wanting to create a stable environment, for things to function in, for people to function in, my family and friends.
You create a stable environment, and I guarantee you, you still die.
Oh, yeah.
But hasn't that been the secret of mankind for thousands of years? The search for eternal life?
There's been one way or another, yes, through history, through religion, you name it.
Well, if you've solved it, how come we don't know about it? Is it an elixir in a bottle?
Yeah, and the last one's hidden somewhere and we can't find it. Yeah. And so the elixir in the bottle is a, what's the name? I can't even think of the term at the moment. But anyway, continuing would be, if I understood what you said a minute ago, continuing would be continuing as I am eternally.
Would you be willing to continue eternally?
As I am today?
As you are
no.
Today.
The short answer is no.
Then continuing hasn't got a whole lot to do with it.
Have to do with what?
Living eternally. Or even living as an eternal being.
No, I guess you're right. No, the more I think about it, you're right.
So then this whole thing is an exercise in futility. Because even if you knew how to do it, you don't want to do it.
Well, I think I'm still confused about something, which is normal. So I'll ask another question or two, if you don't mind. And it is, I got an image of a part of a gathering a while back in which you had links of a chain hanging from the garage and a rope. And if my memory serves me correctly, the rope was to illustrate continuing and the chain, links in the chain, represented recurring. And I thought we had established at that point in time, or my recollection, is that the links in the chain were the more desirable route than can. Than
but
the,
we never said it was more desirable or anything else.
Well, I that
you're
that,
adding
yeah,
a whole lot I, of stuff to it that I didn't say.
Well, I managed to establish that position for myself.
I guess you did.
Can you tell us what you hoped we would have taken from that?
I don't know what we were. I don't know exactly the context at the time, but I know what I would suggest now. Living
well,
your
would
body
you say now.
What?
What would you say now?
Living your body eternally. Or how to live yourself without killing yourself.
So is it possible here, what you're suggesting is that living all, absent the conflict of cause and effect, and right and wrong, and judgments, and all that crap-a-rooney, is what breaks down the body and limits its ability to carry on.
No, I didn't say that.
That's not what you're suggesting.
No.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that it's not true, but doesn't mean that that's where I'm suggesting that.
That's not what you're talking about.
It's not necessarily, no.
So, Roger, when you talk about living your body eternally, are you talking about the loner body? Or are you talking about some other body?
You got a goddamn body?
Yeah, it's a loner body, yeah.
That one. I don't care what you want to call it. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Yes, that one. Hasn't that been the ultimate search for thousands of years? How to live eternally?
Quest for eternal life. Yep. Sure.
Well, if his emprise is how to live without killing yourself, then he must have the answer. Or at least an answer.
It seems that I'll have to get back to you on that one. Is that okay, Andrew?
Oh, Pat, yeah, of course, it's great. My question is, back me up because I missed a big part of the conversation you guys had on your own. Is this how to live without killing yourself, is that an emprise that you stated?
Either case, it doesn't matter which way it came. We're talking about if it's a Yagi's emprise, tell me something about it. And Yagi has the answer to eternal life. Tell me something about it.
Well, I don't think I can answer you today. That there is one context that, given that the question you asked me when I came up with that statement was, what would Pilate say his emprise was? And I said,
you mean going, DJ Parker?
Yeah. And showing how to live without killing yourself. And that Parker led a very troubled life, and that he was looking to end it in an honorable way.
But you can live a smooth, easy, soft life, and it'll still die.
I think I was talking over you, Roger. I didn't hear that.
I said, you can live as a soft, easy life, untroubled life, and you'll still die. So it's not necessarily not troubling yourself. It's something else. What might
okay, so I get that just living through life
is a deadly process.
I got you right. All right, we can say it that way. I think I'm understanding that. So then living through life with something else bigger than the life you're living, bigger. I guess you'd say something that expands past the limits of the body life.
You can think all the good thoughts in your world and you still will die.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's an alternative.
Yeah. I have no image right now how the loner body could go on after this.
Do me a favor and don't talk about loner body. I'm talking about your body. Call it whatever it is, whether it's loner or whatever.
Okay.
But you talk about loner body in a such a way as you think that there is something special. You have to create a special body. I'm saying no. You take
no. I thought each time other parents come together to give me a body, that will be another body.
Yeah, but so what's that got to do with anything?
You said before. I think.
Yeah, is this one of those?
I hope I heard that correct. That this body goes on.
Nobody said that.
Oh.
Your body does not go on. Your body does not go on. And I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah, that's what I understood until now. So I misunderstood you before.
All right. So my question is, if your body could go on, how could that have been? How could that possibly be? And what information have I given out there that enables you to put that together, to make the right connections? I suggested that the things you know are continuing and recurring and emprise. Now, how do those three things work, or could they work, so that your body doesn't die? Well, I guess I get to write this. I get to write the story.
If you have no, in having an emprise, the body can recognize you, or in another lifetime, or. I'm a little confused, as you realize.
I think everybody is confused and interested. Anybody who's not interested, please hang up. See how many dongs we hear. If you don't give a shit, hang up. Gee whiz, I didn't hear anybody hang up.
Uh-huh.
So I guess everybody's interested anyway at an answer.
Empress.
Continuing and abiding. Those are tools that you understand, or should understand.
Abiding, the placeholder word?
Mm-hmm.
I don't claim a whole lot of understanding of that one yet.
I didn't say abiding, placeholder word. I said recurring, continuing, and emprise.
Oh, okay.
Price.
Well, my thinks on that is that somehow emprise brings an awareness of continuing.
Or brings awareness of recurring.
It brings awareness of recurring. All right.
While continuing, you have that awareness. You don't need to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm 85, and I'm aware that I continued from 0 to 85.
Right.
There might be a few sketchy years there, but I'm aware of that. So I don't need an emprise, or I don't need a discussion of it.
You have a body that you relate to as 80 years of continuing.
Yes.
Okay. And
now
you didn't
what?
Need an emprise for that.
No. An emprise might help. My memory.
Well, it's interesting because that's really right there. The crux of the whole thing is that, and I believe you said it a few minutes ago in this conversation, you'll guarantee us the body's going to die. I think you challenged somebody with that. And that seems to be the big break in any kind of awareness of continuing.
You can't think soft, good ideas and keep the body from dying. That alone will not occur.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And even if I think about things that I'd be willing to do and cannot complete in this one lifetime, would that?
No.
Even those good thoughts keep it from happening?
You.
No. Going to still decompose. And I'm still taking the body as something composed. You can correct me if that's an incorrect, but...
Well, I think what you're trying to do is manipulate the words so you can make it work. So I'm saying you can't manipulate the words. It's like the gal said, you can't talk about these things, you have to live them.
Okay.
So what do you live?
Awareness of continuing.
That didn't do any good. As I said before, you can be aware of continuing, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you will continue. Good try.
Deciding that I do continue?
Well, you can decide all you want that you do continue. It doesn't mean that you will continue.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for any other possibilities. Ponce de Leon would like to
know. You put recurring and continuing and emprise out there, but you said that having an emprise won't allow you to continue any more than a happy thought will.
Those are three tools. is it possible you can use those tools in a way that it will occur? The tools themselves don't solve the problem.
Yeah, no, I don't. So let me just back up here in case everybody else has the understanding but me. What? How is continuing a tool and not a concept? How do I use continuing as a tool?
I said earlier, a while back, through stem cells. I wrote you a 20-page report on stem cells and stem cells.
Yeah.
But nobody read it, and those who didn't understand it. And then didn't apply that with recurring. And didn't put the two together to create eternal life.
Well, let's see. Now, I kind of recall stem cells being like regenerating your body by living those things you'd be willing to do forever and ever, and then you program those cells you activate the DNA for that kind of living and awareness that you would be willing to do forever and ever.
Okay, now you've got 30 billion cells in your body. How are you going to solve that all at once?
You live that consistently for a period of time, and assuming you don't die by accident, then you...
So unless you kill yourself, you're okay.
Well, all right, I mean, okay.
Okay, get back to me.
Well, I wasn't really factoring in the free will part of there's no accident. So then I live for a period of time in a consistent way and don't use anything, events and otherwise, to kill myself off. And then I've regenerated each cell such that the DNA is active in those cells is regenerated different. And from that, an entirely different self is living and emergent and living in that body. A self I would be willing to be and continue forever and ever.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about a self, S-E-L-F.
Stem cells, stem self. All right. Took the wrong course there then.
I introduced it only as stem cells.
Well, I wasn't necessarily counting on a DNA that is activated as I truly desire to even be sufficient to prevent my death. That'd be like a positive thought.
I agree.
I need something active that's activated in that, different than what is activated in my, I'm going to say, loner body, the one that's not the one I'd be living forever and ever.
Say you keep spitting out the word loner body like as if it's an unhandsome body, an undesirable body.
No, it's just that there was about a year or so there where I guess we should just forget everything that was said.
Or
I was of the mind that, sorry?
That was said or misunderstood or
all
not
right.
Said. That implied. But whether it's a loner body or whether it's an eternal body or whether it's a bad body or a good body, how you keep living that body eternally?
Vitamins,
you
eat your vegetables.
Stem cells, and I'm puzzling over how I can talk.
Because that article.
My body to start making.
That article
stem
is
cells.
Important.
Because we take the stem cells and we turn the body into exactly what we want it to be, and then keep regenerating it into who and what we want it to be. Isn't that what you're saying?
Close, but not close enough.
So wait now, so stem cells are like recurring.
What?
Stem cells are like a new beginning. A new beginning. And if you use those to create the cells in your body that you truly desire, then you keep
continuing
the body
for a while
that you truly desire, and pretty soon you're going to have a body that would be able to go on forever.
That last part is
okay, eternally.
I disagree.
Okay, where did I go astray?
Your last sentence, your summary in the last sentence was all wrong.
Okay, so we still use the stem cells to turn the body into that which we truly desire.
And that body will die.
Unless we keep regenerating it with stem cells to create anew.
But let's assume you can only regenerate it so far.
Well, who says that? Now, why are we throwing that into the mix?
Because that's what the article in stem cells says.
Well, only if your telomeres get too short.
What?
Only if the telomeres get too short on things, but then you can use stem cells to regenerate that. Am I missing something? Obviously, I am.
No, you're not. You're just not going far enough into it.
Okay, guys, pick it up from there.
So, let's say that again. Did you say that kind of like we program the stem cells with what we want to do forever and ever?
If we live as we truly desire, then we will create stem cells that will replace the cells in our body to be as we truly desire.
Right.
And if we keep doing that...
And no matter what you do, your body will die.
But if we keep doing that and creating more stem cells, we basically are born anew all the time. But yet we're still us.
Very good. But not good enough.
Ah.
I was thinking, what, does your body just become one big stem cell of recurring?
No, because you keep turning those stem cells into different body parts and everything.
Yeah.
Just as
you spread them out somehow. Oh.
Why don't you show us how it's done?
That wouldn't be a Monday night.
I thought all these years that I'd told you how it's done.
Didn't I just say how it's done?
I said pretty damn close.
Pretty damn close, yeah.
So somehow then we're looking for a third option of everything Misty said up to the point of it doesn't continue, it does die, but it doesn't die because you can continue that body.
Yes. But you have to know the actions. And your guys aren't...
There, somebody just lost it.
No, somebody gave up.
You have to know the... Yeah, they killed themselves.
They figured this was a useless discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't want to participate.
You got to know the actions of what?
What?
You got to know the actions of what?
Actions of recurring and continuing.
So, continuing is going on.
I mean, right, so continuing is an unbroken, constant single event or something, and recurring is, ouch, recurring is appearing and then dropping below a level of awareness and then reappearing at a level at awareness over and over and over and over.
You just keep sticking extra words in there that make it confusing.
How so?
Dropping below the level of awareness. That just
creates
a whole concept or change of subject.
Well, that's what I got from the gathering we just did when Jennifer asked you to explain recurring. So if that's not correct, then I'll scratch out those notes. So you're saying recurring is completely broken and then reappearing?
I'm not saying that.
Whole and formed. Hmm?
Recurring means recurring. It has, it doesn't necessarily add to it about something being broken and then reoccurring. But it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with awareness.
So recurring is just begin anew over and over and over.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, I remember that now.
Begin again.
Mm-hmm. And continue means just continuing.
Continuing means just continuing.
Yes.
You guys using this same word to define itself isn't helping. Could use a picture.
Going on in the same way?
No, the same thing going on and on and on, unbroken.
Well, maybe we've talked this to death so far.
Well, I'd say we're missing a piece or two.
Supposing you could only continue for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we must recur ourselves.
I'm supposing that.
Then we must recur ourselves.
Before 40 years is up.
Right.
Okay, then there you go. If you could only continue for 40 years, you have to recur yourself before 40 years is up. On the 39th year, you've got to recur. But if you
Which means regeneration is finished?
No.
Oh.
Ask Ms. M what it means.
You've got to begin another 40-year cycle in year 39.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you have to replace all the cells with stem cells that are in the same body and yet are new.
And then could you continue for only
then
40
you
years?
Then go another 40 years.
And then recur.
Okay.
And then recur again.
You could keep that up eternally. You could live your body eternally.
And what if somewhere in there I drop the ball and off myself with a car accident near 25?
Well, then obviously you won't make it.
But I mean, is there any chance of
recurring
after
that?
Then
you have to come back through Emprise.
Then you have to come back and start over again.
With Emprise.
Because then you come back with new parents. So you've recurred.
Okay.
You've recurred.
Now you did that three times and you are 120?
Yeah.
And yet
you're
not.
At some point... Pardon?
And yet you're not.
Yes, you're still 40?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. And is the body sometimes so tired that it passes, or?
Not if you're using stem cells to regenerate the body and recur.
So the body starts all right, also anew, like each cell, or the body starts with each cell.
You're not going to go back to being a baby. You're going to be basically consistently whatever age it is that you recurred yourself.
Uh-huh.
It seemed like you would have to keep recurring yourself then, would you not? He's shaking his head yes.
Okay.
That's why Emprise is so important, so you can recur.
Uh-huh.
So.
And what is that event that we call death in between?
Well, if you do this, there is none.
Ah, okay. It's just going on, yeah. In recurring, yeah. Yeah.
I think I missed the part on how you manage to get the stem cells, to populate the body with new stem cells.
By living as you truly desire.
And that's simply it.
No, you can live as an asshole and it'll still get new stem cells.
Okay.
So it goes back to the every belief, thought, attitude, word, action.
But if you live as an asshole, then you will regenerate as an asshole.
Okay, but that wasn't the point. That wasn't the question.
No, the question was more the technical thing to me.
You don't have to live good and right.
Yes, that's, yeah.
I'm fine with that. Living as you truly desire is not good and right. I mean, you can be an asshole, and if that's as you truly desire, then that's as you truly desire. Then you will regenerate.
I have no idea
what you said.
If living as you truly desire is as an asshole, then you can regenerate as an asshole.
Living as you truly desire has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
How do you create the stem cells?
We're not talking about good stem cells versus bad stem cells.
I'm not putting a quality on it.
But it sounds like it.
How are you creating the stem cells?
The body creates the stem cells automatically.
Then all of us would live forever, so there's something else in there.
No. Because all of us don't recur.
That's why I'm asking. What is the qualifying factor?
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
I thought I had it all set out, and then you...
I said you did. Why did you lose it?
Because I thought that we create the stem cells by living as we truly desire.
That's what I said. Living as you truly desire has nothing to do with it.
Then what creates the stem
cells? So all bodies,
your body
of all people,
your body creates stem cells every day.
But how do we use them to regenerate?
Nobody said anything about regenerating.
Okay, recur.
I guess you don't kill yourself off one way or another.
How? That's still the question. How?
If we're in conflict, well, then we're killing ourselves.
Well, I got the sense that he was saying that it doesn't matter whether I have happy thoughts or not. I can have unhappy thoughts in my body. Stem cells rain upon all people, happy, positive, or not.
Yeah, this whole concept of having good, happy thoughts creates a good, happy body is not necessarily so.
Well, I'm looking at an emprise as no different than a good, happy thought.
Well, you shouldn't.
How is an emprise any different than any other thought? It's context.
I never said emprise was a thought.
It's a thing that you do.
It's a thing that you do. It's a theme.
But can the universe tell the difference between an aimless thing I do and an intentional thing I do?
I don't remember.
No.
The universe is just an
impact. It reacts anyway.
Whoa, it's only allowed there. Out. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I put the microphone down.
Sorry.
Yeah, put it on the
it's
table.
It's just an impact on the universe.
Is it
please
better
say
now?
What you're saying. Yeah, thank you. Please say.
See, you all are stuck in cause and effect. You're trying to find the universe or something to cause all of this to occur properly. That's a mistake. And as long as you think in terms of cause and effect and are looking for a causer, you are doomed.
So are you saying emprise is something I just do anew over and over and over?
I didn't say that.
No, I was just looking for some other way to approach this. Yeah, I think I'm missing a piece.
Everybody's missing a piece.
Yeah.
I think that you've withheld a piece or two. What do you say?
I haven't withheld anything. I said you have certain tools. Now use them.
Maybe. I think maybe what's going on here, for me anyway, is that I don't understand these tools in the same way that you presented them.
And recurring are tools.
But if I don't understand those...
They're still tools.
Yeah. I mean, to me, recurring just says that there will always be a next for everything.
See, you just keep changing all the words around to say something different than anything I've ever said, and then wonder why you don't understand.
Wait. Now, how I used different words, but how's that different than recurring? There will be a next for everything.
Because you just everything. Said recurring is only this.
What? No, let me say it again more clearly. For recurring means that there will always be a next for everything. Now, I won't say it again just because, I mean, I'm not trying to beat that to that. I just wondered if that's a way to say it. Now, I'll take that as a no.
I'm not saying that. See, you shouldn't take it as a no.
Okay, thank you. I'll take
you're
it as not
taking,
a no.
You're just directing these things the way you want them to be, not the way anything I said. I didn't say no. I didn't imply no. There was no inference of no. There's no inference of yes. Well, what do you think? Should we take this up next week?
I don't
different next week.
Well, you'll have a week to think about it.
Okay.
Well, if we're going to leave it till next week, I've got got another couple of questions. Then the proposition here that I heard, and maybe incorrectly, is that it's possible that in the
Ms.
hypothetical...
Ms. M said, listen carefully, I'm going to repeat what she said, and I agreed with her. You continue for 40 years, then you recontinue, then you continue for 40 years and recontinue again. And if you do that long enough, then your body will live forever. That's
and
what she said.
Then, is there any condition necessary for that to occur?
No. Let's assume that's the case. There's no good or right or bad or wrong condition for that to occur. That process...
So how come it doesn't occur?
What?
How
yeah,
come
it
doesn't
does occur,
not
if,
occur?
You don't if you don't recur?
So the emprise is not a condition for that to occur either.
Emprise only for Pete's sakes. God damn it, don't you know what emprise means? I've said 1,000 times what it means. Doesn't anybody know? Doesn't anybody ever remember anything? Has everybody's mind gone blank? Or is it just mine?
No, I don't think it's just yours. I think emprise is something that you cannot, that you do, you cannot complete in a single lifetime.
So? Or maybe you can't complete it in 40 years, then what? It enables you to continue your awareness. That's called recurring. Well, is everybody tired of all this?
Gonna have to think about it.
Get back to me.
Yeah, I.
That's why I said. That's why I asked. You want to quit until next week?
Yeah, I'd like to leave it for now.
All right. Play it back. Ms. M gave you an answer for Pete's sake, and you just blessed it. Blew it off like you blow me off.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that'll
Thank
be it.
Thank you very much.
Good night for now.
Goodbye for now.
Good night, guys.